has been speaking following a suspected arson attack on his offices in North London this week. There were no reports of any injuries, but the building was damaged. The representative for Finchley and Golders Green explains the types of measures he and his colleagues are taking.
Security doors, CCTV, panic buttons and stab vests. We don't do walk-in advice surgeries. People do have to identify that they are a constituent in some way, prove that they are a constituent. So we've taken all reasonable steps to ensure that we are safe and secure.
Meanwhile, there are concerns about the potential spread of the conflict in the Middle East. Iran says Israel will pay after a top commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in Syria. Elsewhere, the US has carried out airstrikes in Iraq against an Iranian-backed militia group. A man's been arrested after a car crashed into a house in Essex. Police were called to Grays just before 10 on Christmas Day morning. There were no injuries, but the property itself was badly damaged. With annual sales kicking off across the country, there were only small queues outside stores before opening in central London earlier. Some shops have decided to stay shut. In sports, Boxing Day football's underway with Newcastle hosting strugglers Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Live to Adam Jury at St James's Park.
Newcastle 1, Nottingham Forest 0. The Magpies struggled to break down a Forest side that haven't won on the road since September, but finally broke the deadlock on 23 when Isak was brought down inside the box by Aina. A penalty was awarded and the Swede duly dispatched it. Now Forest, who sit just above the bottom three, must come out and attack if they wish to avoid defeat. At St James's Park, it's Newcastle 1, Nottingham Forest 0.
Adam Jury there. Liverpool can go top of the table by winning at Burnley later. Victory for Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic at Dundee would take them 5 points clear. Second-placed Rangers don't play until tomorrow. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Thanks very much, Laura. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, where has the sunshine gone? It's supposed to be sunny throughout the afternoon here, that we're still saying that it is, but it's fairly overcast now here in Brentwood. I hope it's sunnier where you happen to be on this Boxing Day afternoon. A high of 9 degrees this afternoon, going down to just 5 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, a day of gusty winds and rain. There may possibly be a break in the rain around about lunchtime. Let's hope that happens. It's a high of 12 and a low of 8. Thursday, well, again, gusty winds around, sunny intervals in the morning, overcast with possible showers for the rest of the day. A high of 11 and a low of 7. And if we look forward to New Year's Eve, well, that's going to be a day of light rain and a moderate breeze.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Season's greetings and thanks for tuning in to Patrick Sherring on Boxing Day on Phoenix FM.
Well, good afternoon. Great to have your company with us today. Thanks for making Phoenix part of your Boxing Day. I'm going to be here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Live show here, live to you from Brentwood to wherever you happen to be. And we're going to keep that Christmas spirit going because, of course, you know, it's 12 days of Christmas. It's not just the one day. So we're going to keep it all going for the next 3 hours. And I'd love to hear from you what you're up to this particular Boxing Day, anything about your Christmas Day that you'd like to share with all of us. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, that's radio@phoenixfm.com for the email. I don't know about you, I love a quiz. We always have a quiz on the Friday lunchtime shows. And what we're going to do today, at the quarter of the hour, quarter to three, we shall have three tracks that were Christmas number ones. So they're not necessarily Christmassy tracks, but they were Christmas number ones. And I'll be asking you how... which particular year you think it was that they were number one. And if you'd like to email me in with your answer, that's great. Otherwise, just play along at home. Should be a bit of fun. Also got some words today about Christmas and Boxing Day from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust from Ian and Sue. So that should be great as ever. But they gave us some words for the Friday show as well. Got Ian Adams, who is chaplain at the Ridley Hall Theological College in Cambridge. And he's going to be chatting to us about Boxing Day. Also got a couple of exclusive tracks, one from Solomon Smith and one from our very own Michelle Ward as well. So do keep it Phoenix, won't you, for the next 3 hours. And I hope you enjoy the music.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
And this is John Legend featuring Stevie Wonder and What Christmas Means to Me. Stevie Wonder there, unmistakably on the harmonica at the end of that track, and what Christmas means to me. I'd love to know what it means to you. I guess at this moment now, it may well be eating up all of the leftovers from yesterday. I've got an email in here from David in Belgium, who actually was a guest during the summer here in the studio. And he sent me a picture here, and it's a pork, Brussels and stuffing in a cranberry roll. That's what he's having for lunch. Actually, you know, that sounds a bit strange. It looks delicious here in the picture. And so he said, why not ask your listeners what they are doing for their lunch today? And what you're doing with the leftovers. So if you'd like to tell us that, and radio at Phoenix FM, why not? He also said, could we play Christa Berg, A Spaceman Came Travelling?
A spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. A shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, do not fear. From here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear. It's suddenly the sweetest music. Went trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, the village they found by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all round. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry.
Child. Oh, the whole world is waiting.
Cheers for that, David. Haven't heard that for a long time. Chris de Burgh and A Spaceman Came Travelling. Carrie Underwood brought out an album last year called The Gift. It sold well in the States, where Christmas music sells very well indeed. From it, this is Let There Be Peace.
Let there be peace. Peace to every nation. Let there be hope for all the world to see. Let there be love and joy to all the children. Let there be peace on earth for you and me. If I had one wish on my Christmas list, it wouldn't be for presents under my tree. There'd be for crying, no more wars for fighting, and every mother's child would have enough to eat. So when I get down on my knees to pray, I ask the Lord above to light the way, and let there be peace, peace to every nation, let there be hope.
Underwood. I think we'll all agree with that song, won't we? And the sentiments in that, let there be peace.
Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Cricket, lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
That's a great show, and if you've never checked it out, I strongly suggest that you do. And it's up for a national award for a sports podcast. And if you go to our website, Phoenix FM, you can find all the information about that, even how you can vote for that show as well. But a fantastic achievement for us to be up there with all of those other perhaps better known podcast. So well done for you, Darren, for that. And let's get those votes going in for that. Chris in Guildford, who's a regular participant in our competitions that we have on Friday lunchtimes, he's just emailed me and said, "Happy Christmas, Patrick. Great to have you live on air." Thank you very much for that, Chris. And thank you for everybody who's listening here today. I guess you may know the story behind Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree this particular year. Quite an amazing story, really. First recorded by Brenda in 1958 when she was just 13. Number one a couple of weeks ago in the United States of America. Yes, in 2023. Isn't that utterly extraordinary? All those years, 65 after she recorded it, finally it makes number one. And we thought Wham had to wait a long time.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple try. To stop rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
Unmistakable voice of the late Whitney Houston, and do you hear what I hear? It's 27 minutes after one here on a Boxing Day lunchtime, and it's time for this.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So we'll have a look at what we need to tell you about this afternoon. Well, actually, locally here in Brentwood and Billericay, there's nothing particularly to speak of. As it's all fairly easy today, so that's really good. I can't say the same for the motorway, certainly when you get towards going around the bridge and the tunnel. Quite a lot of traffic down in that kind of like area around there, also around near the junction with the A13 as well. That's pretty busy down there. Rest of the motorway, the M25 is good. The M11 itself, the problems on that are as you approach the M25, there's a bit of traffic there. But again, nothing too bad, really. A12, no issues at all until we get up to the sort of Hoe Street area. Then it looks like to be very busy up there, actually. I'm not quite sure why it is. I guess it's always busy up there, but particularly busy up through Boreham there. It seems, extremely busy. Central Chelmsford, hardly anything, which is, trust me, very, very unusual. We'll give you another travel update in an hour's time, and if anything major comes in that you need to know about, you will. Don't worry. One of those tracks that we never seem to hear these days, even though it was a number one back in the day, is Cliff Richard's and Saviour's Day. Christmas number one from 1990, Cliff Richard and Saviour's Day. And don't forget, after we've had the advert break at about quarter to two, we'll be having three Christmas number ones. And if you want to play along and email me with the answers, that'd be great. Otherwise, just play along at home. Simply going to ask you, which year were they the number one? Solomon Smith is an artist that we featured a bit on the Friday show. He comes from the Cambridgeshire area, and he's done a nice little message for us together with a particular track that he's recorded exclusively.
Just like to say thank you to Patrick for playing my music this year, and to wish him and all his listeners a wonderful Christmas. Patrick asked me to think about a Christmas song that meant a bit to me, and O Holy Night came to mind. As a child, I did what was technically known as carol barking, going around the village singing Christmas carols, and this one always stood out to me, and I think it's kind of apt for the current climate the world is in. And also just to wish everybody a happy 2024, and may it be a peaceful one.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Saviour's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, for hear the angel voices. O night divine, the faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So let the light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from Orient land. In lowly manger, in all our trials, to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness no stranger. Behold your King. Us to love one another, his law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is his brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymn of joy, in grateful chorus raise, we let all within us praise his holy name. Christ
Sullivan Smith. Thank you very much for doing that for us. And Ian Adams, a chaplain at with the Hall Theological College in Cambridge, has a few words for us about this particular day.
Good afternoon, everyone. Winter tests our hope and resolve, doesn't it? In our part of the world, the temperature drops. Storms disturb us. Light fades. And right now, there is so much darkness in our beautiful but battered world. But Christmas, the story of the Holy Child Jesus, is a reminder that light is never totally absent. The amazing story of the birth of Christ encourages us to be open to new possibilities coming into being, unseen, unlikely, unnoticed. Closer than we may imagine, something new is always being birthed. God coming towards us, God with us, a stream of light falling upon us. To live in and from the light can, however, be a costly thing. In the Christian calendar, Boxing Day is marked as St. Stephen's Day. Today we give thanks for Stephen, the first Christian martyr, put to death for his faith around the year 34. He is remembered, astonishingly, for forgiving his murderers even as they stoned him. Now in the UK at this time, we are privileged to be able to practice faith with minimal threat of such persecution. Who knows, of course, what is to come? But what we can do is remember those around the world who are right now, in Jesus' words, being persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And like St. Stephen, we can seek to live in and from the light of the Holy Child. We can choose each day to live with grace, mercy, and peace. To live with, and here's a favourite word of mine, tenderness. That kind of choice takes place in a host of small ways, moment by moment, in every conversation, in every action. This is how change happens. A kinder, more tender world, full of light, has to take shape first in us, in me, and in you today. So let's resolve this Christmas season, moment by moment, to live in and from the light of the Holy Child, to live with tenderness. Blessings to you this Christmas, to your friends, and to your families, and to our world, in the name and in the light of the Holy Child Jesus.
Joseph alone. Do not be afraid to make Mary your own, but go to your betrothed and then be Mary. A child is heaven sent. That all the world would be taxed, and each went to be taxed to his own city. So Joseph also went with his lady innocent.
Thanks very much to Ian Adams for providing those words for us. And he also chose that particular track, Art Garfunkel and Amy Grant and The Decree. Very soon, we're going to have those three Christmas number ones. And you have the chance to guess how old you think they are. When were they the number one? And as I say, you can email me if you want to.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Mikey's Breakfast.
Do you know what I want to talk to you about today? My missus does impressions of me. Does anybody else's other half do that? I don't do that to her. You know, my wife would be talking about me to her mum. While I'm in the room, don't even wait till I've left the room. And she goes, and then all of a sudden he says,
"What are you doing that for?"
She pulls a face. You get this? And all of a sudden, I've got some sort of speech impediment.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
Mike Porter there with a great breakfast show, the way to wake you up in the mornings. So, these three number ones, when were they number one? If you want to take part, you can just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. We'll start off with Sam Bailey and Skyscraper. So, which year was this, the Christmas number one?
Skies are crying, I am watching, catching teardrops in my head. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper, like a skyscraper. As the smoke clears, I awaken and untangle you from me. Would it make you feel better to watch me while I bleed? All my windows still are broken, but I'm standing on my feet. You can take it. Everything I have, you can break everything I am, like I
So that's Sam Bailey, and that was the first of our Christmas number ones. And the question is, which year was that number one? Yeah, do you remember it? How long ago that was? Well, if you think you know, and you want to take part with other people here, you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can just muse amongst yourselves as to when you think it was number one. Okay, what about this one? These are the Beatles. Hello, goodbye. The Beatles and Hello Goodbye, the second of our Christmas number ones. When was that number one? Any ideas? Well, we've got Sam Bailey, Skyscraper, Beatles, Hello Goodbye, and now Jackie Wilson and Riet Petit. Oh,
She's so fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet, the finest girl you ever want to meet.
There's our three Christmas number ones. Sam Bailey, Skyscraper, 2013. 1967 for the Beatles, Hello, Goodbye. And 1986 for Jackie Wilson, Reed Petite. Three more as we go up towards the news in the next hour.
Three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray will the sail those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Pray will the sail those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning. Or they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Or they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And let us all rejoice and be it on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And let us all rejoice and be it on Christmas Day in the morning.
At Sting.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.